我们早上讲到主耶稣成全的救恩。
In the morning, we mentioned that Jesus finished salvation.
当然在这之前，我们所看到的就是有一个预表性的一个动作。
And before this, we saw the typology, an action through the an action.
在犯罪的时候，有一个就是预。这些预表是用一个动作或是一个事件，也有一个预言性的话语。
And this typology or prophecy was through an action.
就是第三章我们很熟悉的，就是第十五节。
Which we are very familiar in, familiar with in.
三章十五节。
In Genesis chapter 3, verse 20.
就是你和女人的后裔彼此为仇，你的后裔和女人的。后裔也要彼此为仇，女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚跟。
In verse 15, chapter 3, verse 15, and I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel.
这我们一般如果是预言性的来解释的话，那就是说这是就是。女人的后裔要伤你的头，这是跟魔鬼的，就是十字架的主耶稣跟主耶稣要伤那个魔鬼的头，致命。但是魔鬼会伤什么？我们的脚跟啊，你。
And so of this, the meaning behind this, if it serves as a prophecy, is that Jesus will be.He will be bruised by, let's see. Oh, he will bruise your head, which refers to Lord Jesus. But Satan will bruise our heel.
那我们洗脚里有时候也会用这一节。
And sometimes we use this verse in foot washing.
用比较轻松的讲，有时候你摸摸脚跟，是不是酸酸的？
Sometimes if you touch your heel,
受伤了，你脚跟受伤就不能走路，脚跟断了就不会走了。古时候哈，乡下人说要把你脚跟怎么样砍断，那你就不会走了。你这个脚跟断了，就不会走路了。
Sometimes if your heel feels sore, then it will be hard for you to walk. But if it is completely broken, you won't be able to walk.
是不是医生啊？应该不会走路哈。
Isn't that correct for our doctor here? You wouldn't be able to walk. She says yes.
那我们洗脚就要小心的脚。魔鬼不会正面攻击的，魔鬼攻击有时候正面攻击，有时候后面就怎么样？你如果到教会来，什么走不来了，行道无力了，那个聚会乏味了，那脚受伤了，脚跟受伤。
Sometimes Satan attacks us from the front, but sometimes we are bruised through the heel by Satan, and if we find that we are unable to walk to church or we have no strength to come to church, and we have been injured.
所以这个是救赎的计划哈。
So this is a salvation plan.
那有预表，有预言。
There is a typology and prophecy.
但是这个就是，那在耶稣成全了。
And it was fulfilled within Lord Jesus.
那在亚当犯罪的时候
，and at the time of Adam's sin，
耶稣成全了救恩之后
，and after Jesus completed salvation，
第一个先享受的就是旧约这些神在救赎里面得赎的人。
So those who first enjoyed salvation are those in the Old Testament who were first redeemed.
当然，这是在耶稣复活的时候，有那个看到坟墓开了，以前死的人就出来了。这是一个预啊。
And this is a prophecy. This is what is symbolized through the when Jesus resurrected.
那我们很熟悉的就是希伯来书第十一章的四十节。
You can turn to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 40. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 40. God having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us.
为什么呢?
Why is this?
因为19节,
because of verse 19.
不是, 49节了。
Verse
4,
不, 39.
39节了。
Verse 39. And all these, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise.
也就是说旧约的选民，他们是得了应许。
The chosen people in the Old Testament received a promise.
哎，那这个得了这个证据，但是呢，所应许的实在东西还没得到啊。
Sorry, they obtained a good testimony, but the substance of it, the reality they did not receive yet.
他要跟我们一起同得。
And they would receive it be together with us.
这个世界到最后有一个终点。
There will be an end to the world.
那到终点之前的这些人也是要靠耶稣。
And those who come after Jesus but are before the end of the world also rely on the salvation of Jesus.
那我们是我们耶稣十字架之后我们是得到马上就得到。
But for us afterwho live after Christ, we receive the salvation immediately.
就是实,就是实体得到,啊,旧约的他们是影子的,只是得到凭证据,但是应许是跟我们一起,啊,就是,这一节是讲这个。
We receive the actual promise for those in the Old Testament, they receive a shadow, but the actual is received together with us.
那整个的救赎的最主要的中心就是十字架嘛，就是耶稣基督。
And salvation's the center of the salvation is Jesus Christ and His cross.
其实就从旧约亚当犯罪之后，神就在预备在执行了。
After in the Old Testament, after Adam sinned, God was planning and working out His salvation plan.
那耶稣来之后。
And after Jesus came,
旧约的人就成耶稣成全了，他们就也是靠着耶稣。
After Jesus fulfilled the salvation, those before him also rely on him for their salvation.
那从耶稣之后的人，当然，就是当然是也是继续了，但是不一样的是，他们这个整个到耶稣来之前，还没有得到十这边所讲的。所应许的，就那个东西啊，应许的救恩还没得到。
For those who came before, they did not receive the promise.
他们只得到美好的证据。
They only obtained a good testimony.
用一个比喻来讲说，旧约这些人每个人都是发一个 coupon。
An example would be each person in the Old Testament receives a coupon.
用理解的哈。
So this is to illustrate it better.
比如说亚伯拉罕他也得到一个 coupon 而已啦。
And sorry,
亚伯拉罕、啊、
And Abraham also received a coupon.
雅
各啊 Isaac and Jacob.
上面都拿着嘛、啊、
They all hold a coupon and wait.
那等到耶稣完成了十字架救恩。
And after Jesus fulfills the salvation on the cross.
马上就怎么样
Immediately what can they do?
他们那个 coupon 就换换什么知道吗？换不是入场券，那个 coupon 在圣经是换产业。
That coupon it can be exchanged for an inheritance according to the Bible.
那所以耶稣一定是叫所有人都换了，一下子就换。
And as soon as Jesus was crucified, all those before immediately exchanged.
好了，譬如说，王弟兄，你是在这里吗？对不对
？Here is Brother Huang.
好，但我不知道了。这个说不定话太远了，或是太近了，因为这是末日嘛，哈，可能在两天就末日了。那就话啊，不知道了。我，可能还要再两年呢，可能二十年，说不定一千年呢。 谁讲什么都不对了，你知道吗？
So it may not be accurate because the end days may come in 2 days, 20 days, 1,000 years. No matter what any person says, it will be inaccurate if they guess the date.
我们跟他不一样是在哪里？
How are we different from him?
我们马上就得到。
We have immediately received the salvation.
什么叫马上得到？
What does it mean to immediately receive it?
不是你。要进到耶稣里面、哦、整个救赎是在哪里、啊 救赎啊
What is salvation in?
在
regarding
回到我们最原点在哪里、
It is in Christ if we go back to
在基督里
It is in Christ
那耶稣成就了之后这个实际也是在基督里哦在基督里得救、哦、
And once Jesus fulfilled salvation, in actuality, we receive our salvation in Christ.
Okay. 我们为什么在一起?
Why are we together here?
我们是中午一起吃饭嘛，一家人。
We have.
为什么一家人在什么？在基督里，我们是一家人，不是这个歌吗？
We have taken our lunch together because we are all one family in Christ, just like the song.
在主里
in Christ.
在主里，在基督里。
In Christ, in our Lord.
那我们怎么能够在基督里？
And how can we be in Christ?
不是唱那个歌就在基督里啊。
You can't be in Christ just by singing that song.
也不是说我说我们在基督里就在基督里。
You can't be in Christ just by saying you are.
怎么能够在基督里？
How can we be in Christ?
对，感谢主。
Through baptism, it must be through baptism.
你没有经过合法的，就是所谓合法，不是法律的法，合乎圣经的洗礼的话，就不在基督里了。
If you have not received the baptism that is according to the Bible, then you must receive it.
因为借着洗礼，你进到基督里。
Because through baptism you enter into Christ.
所以旧约的人是靠着耶稣得救啊。
So also, those in the Old Testament also rely on Jesus for salvation.
因为这个集起来在基督里，以我们现在可看到的就是教会。
And us together in Christ today gathered is the church.
其实这个是在老早在创立世界以前，神已经怎么计划好了。
But this has been planned long ago by God before the foundation of the world.
你用在基督里 in Christ or in Lord in Jesus, 你把它查下去，这个是 keyword.
And the in Christ or in our Lord is a key word that you can study.
在那个使徒行传很多啊。
It is throughout the book of Acts.
什么都要在主里。
And anything that you do must be in Christ.
我们平常最想讲的是什么？在主里，好得平安。在主里
，In Christ there's peace.
你年纪太大了。在主里
，What else is there in Christ？
若你年轻，二十岁不是、哦、不能乱讲啊，小飞、哦，大家都已经那么年纪那么大了，若十几岁哈，你十几岁
？If you're ten in your teens.、啊How old are you?
你要记住，在主里怎么样
？You must remember.
结婚啊。
You must marry in Christ.
记住嘛哈。
You must remember this.
嫁在主里面。
You must marry in Christ.
也是在主里啊。
This is also in Christ.
什么叫做在主里
？What does it mean to be in Christ?
就是跟同我们同样在主里受过洗的人。
And it is to marry with someone else who is also baptized.Into Christ.
我这个先讲，因为整个那个以弗所书有一个字叫行事为人哈，就是你的walk 什么 peripateo 就是你的
walk in the light.
Walk 什么东西
？And I'm
来我们看以弗所书。
Let us turn to Ephesians.
第四章第一节。
Chapter 4, verse 1. A walk worthy of the calling in which
walk,
you were.
And
I'm,
英文是 walk.
This, I'm giving this background for the, to talk about the walk.
比较对句一点就是行事为人。其实是 walk.
It is a walk.
Walk 在哪里呢?
And how do we walk?
在基督里。
We walk in the Lord.
好。 那我们现在你一来信耶稣的宝血就直接的洗去你的罪。
And once you believe, the blood of Jesus washes away your sin.
当下的。
And immediately.
在洗礼的那个实地里面。
In the moment of baptism at that time and location.
说我们是实在得到。
And so we receive this salvation in actuality.
我们不是拿到 coupon.
We don't receive a coupon.
Coupon 是不能吃的，不能用的。Coupon 丢掉了，就是一张垃圾纸啊。
A coupon is not something real that you can eat.
那现在是。
You just throw it away. It's just a piece of paper.
人家也在讲嘛，你钱很多。
Some people say if you have a lot of money.
如果世界都是钱，但是没有人的话，那些钱是垃圾。
If the whole world is full of money but no people, then all of that money is just trash.
对不对
？Isn't that correct?
那个成了。
So the salvation has been completed.
在基督里呢，他们也是靠着基督得救。
And in Christ, those before also rely on Him for salvation.
那我们是实在得到。
And we have received a salvation in actuality.
好，那这个得到有两个，一个是什么？
There are two things that we receive. The first is
你在这里是重生了，真的重生。
And here we are truly reborn.
是从水
born of water.
然后呢
and of spirit.
从水跟灵
born of water and spirit.
那这水当然这水就是包含了洗礼跟洗脚礼。
And the water includes baptism and foot washing.
洗礼洗脚礼其实是合在一起的。
And those two are combined together.
不可以颠倒的。
And you cannot change the order of it.
那这个灵呢，就是应许的圣灵。
And the Spirit is the promised Holy Spirit.
你就得到了天国产业的凭据。
And after having these two, then you have the guarantee for your inheritance in the
heavenly kingdom. 所以在这个过程里面哈，每一个人都是一样的。
As we go through this process, each person is the same.
那一直到世界末了。
Until the end of the world.
所以我们来看。回来我们的以弗所书。
Let's return to Ephesians.
来，再来看一下哈，第三节。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
这个福气是在哪里？
Where is this spiritual blessing?
在天上。
In the heavenly places.
这个所谓的天上就是属灵的境界里面。
And this is in the spiritual realm.
所以我们得到的是属灵的天上的福气。
The spiritual blessings we receive are those in the heavenly places.
虽然在地上。
Even though we are in the world.
但是这个福气是从创世以前的神所安排的这个福气。
The blessing we receive is from before the foundation of the world, the one that God has planned for us to receive.
那这个福气就是在创世以前，在基督里拣选了我们。
And this blessing is that before the foundation of the world, Christ chose us.
好，那经过了第四节哈，在基督里拣选我们。
In verse 4, we are chosen by Christ.
那到了结果是第十四节。
And then the conclusion is in verse 14.
十四节，因为那对不起啊。第四节的下半我们没念。
Excuse me, we haven't finished the second half of verse 4.
使我们在他面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵。
That we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
无有瑕疵是借着洗礼来的。
And to be without blame is through baptism.
能够圣洁是被耶稣宝血洗净。
And to be holy is to be washed through the blood of Christ.
所以这是开始啊。
And this is a beginning.
这讲我们每个人的一生也开始也是一样的。
And it is the same when we talk about the beginning of each of our own lives.
其实我们真正的开始是洗礼的时候。
Actually, our true beginning is at the moment of baptism.
因为在之前，如果从等一下我们看到第二章我们都是死人。
Because if we look, continue on to look at chapter 2, we'll see that before that we were dead.
死人的行为 死人应该没有什么好纪念的嘛。
And the actions of a dead person is not much not worthy of remembering.
所以第二章是说，洗礼以前都是死在罪中。
Before baptism, we were dead in sins.
洗礼之后你是重生。
But after baptism, then you were reborn.
然后呢，神会赐给你那个什么圣灵。
Then God will give you the Holy Spirit.
你洗礼的时候。
When you are baptized,
神就赐给你那个应许。
God gave you the promise.
是那个圣灵的应许。
He gave you the promise of the Holy Spirit.
每个人都有的。
And every person has this promise.
等一下我先把这一点我先拿来讲哈。
I will finish this point first.
那个你。如果你是从小洗礼也没有关系，长大洗礼也没有关系。
It doesn't make a difference whether you were baptized when you were young or when you had grown up.
你不可能生下来那一天就洗礼了嘛。
It is impossible that you were born on the same day of your birth.
我洗礼最早的是四十天的。
The youngest person I baptized was baptized 40 days after their birth.
好，至少你也当四十天死人嘛。
At least you will be a dead man for 40 days first.
那洗礼就是重生。
And after baptism, then you are reborn.
那这个有另外一个问题了，就是婴孩洗礼跟长大洗礼其实功效一样。
And this brings us to another question that is actually the efficacy of a baptism at infant or as an adult is the same.
都是重生。
You are both of them are reborn.
那你年纪越大，犯的罪越多，那个洗礼，那个主耶稣的功，那个是大有能力了，不能说用的 energy 比较多了，也不是这样说。不可以这样说。
And as you are older, you sin more. When you are baptized, you wouldn't say that God needs to use more energy to atone for your sins. Because He is very mighty. It is all by grace.
你一洗礼，
after your baptism,
神就给你一个应许。
After baptism, God gives you a promise.
这个应许是什么呢？
And what is the promise of?
这是一个应许 the promise of.Spirit.
It's a promise of the Holy Spirit.
每个人的。
And every person gets it.
那我们来看圣经，看加拉太书。
Let us turn to Galatians.
这是在复习一下我们的教义了哈。
This is just to review our church doctrine.
我们看第十四节，第三章。
Galatians chapter 3, verse 14. That the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
你这里讲呢，就是临到外邦人时，我们因信得着什么？
It is
得着 the promise of the Spirit.
It is in Christ Jesus that we might receive the promise of the Spirit.
我这里忘记加冠词，就特定的。
We have to add the article.
好。英文记住啊，定是你信了，但这信是包含你受洗了哈。
Here,
这是这整个的。
When you believe,
你得到一个 promise.
Which includes baptism, then you receive a promise.
这个 promise 是什么 ？Of the Holy Spirit, 就是。有关于圣灵的应许，所以你得到了应许哦。
And so, what is this promise of? It is of the Spirit.
如果你看中文，中文是翻颠倒了。
In Chinese, the order is changed.
颠倒，那个中文是说老师那个文法搞错。
In Chinese, the grammar is not. They did not get it right.
那个。应许的圣灵跟圣灵的应许是不一样的东西啊。
It's different. There's a difference between the promise of the Spirit and the promised Holy Spirit.
我们用 可以比较可以理解的。
We'll use something that helps us to understand this better.
Promise 就好像一个 coupon.
A promise is like receiving a coupon.
Coupon 怎么写？
C-O-U.
啊
？C-O-U.
的 C-O-U.
P-O-N.
啊
？P-O-N.
O-N 啊。
Uh-huh.
啊。这个有没有意义啊 ？The coupon of car 有没有
？You can have a coupon of a car.
你得到一个 coupon of car， 就是说。这个 coupon 可以换什么样？一辆车子，是不是？
If,
是不是这个意思
？If you got a coupon for a free car, then you can exchange it for a car.
是不是这样子哈
？Is this right?
好，如果人家给你一张 coupon，
somebody gave you a coupon，
啊，这个 coupon 可以换 car， 就是 you receive a coupon of car。
And this coupon of car, give you can exchange it to receive a car.
你拿这个 coupon 可以开吗
？Can you drive this coupon?
不行啊。
No.
你要去换啊。
You must exchange it.
啊，啊，如果呢，你得到的是一个什么？你把它换完了，就是什么？这是
if you switch the order,
the car or the
if you have the car of the coupon,、
哦、这个可以开吗
？Can you drive this?
可以哈、
哦。Yes.
用这个来理解哈、
哦。This helps you to understand.
我们洗礼之后
，after our baptism,
每个人都多得到这个圣经讲的了哈、哦。你啊。哦
After baptism, every person, according to the Bible, will receive.
你得到的是一个什么？圣灵的应许。
What you receive is the promise of the Spirit.
哎，因信耶稣哈。
After you believe in Jesus
Christ. 就好像你得到了，一张可以换车子的 coupon.
It's like receiving a coupon that you can exchange for a car.
好了，那你得到了。每个人受洗之后都会得到什么？一定得到
So after baptism, each person will receive the promise of the Spirit.
一定得到应许。
You receive the promise.
这个是有关圣灵的应许。
And the promise is of the Spirit.
啊，这个应许什么时候神应许的
？And when did God promise this to us?
这个应许什么时候
？When，
就是约珥书二章二十八节。
In Joel chapter 2 verse 28。
耶稣之前差不多八百年之前的事啊。
This is about 800 years before Jesus Christ。
这是父的应许。
This is the promise of the Father。
哦，还记得吗？哈，那五旬节之后，彼得起来一讲了，说这是我们得到的，就是这个应许了。
And after the Holy Spirit came down at Pentecost, Peter stood up and said, "What we received is what was promised. Is the Spirit that was promised to us."
哦，约珥书二章二十八节。
And this is in Joel chapter 2 verse 28.
那你看哦，那个路加福音呢、啊？哈。
And we look at Luke.
二十四章。
Luke chapter 24.
好像是四十四节吧。
24.
耶稣告诉他们门徒说：“你们要等候父所应许的。”四十四还是二十？是不是四十四节？还是我看一下？四十九节。
Luke chapter 24,
从四十四节之下了哈。
Luke chapter 24 verse 44 and on.
四十九节。
Yeah, then he said to them, "These are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled which are written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me."
好，那个《使徒行传》一章四节。
And in Acts chapter 1 verse 4.
耶稣要升天了。
When Jesus was about to ascend.
再告诉他们。
He told them again.
说你们。在耶路撒冷等候父所应许的。
He told them to wait in Jerusalem for the promise of the Father.
所以那父的这个应许呢
？And the promise of the Father.
在耶路撒冷得到，不能乱走。
It would be received in Jerusalem, so they could not leave.
啊，那他们就等啊等啊。
So they waited for it.
那等到最后就是五旬节圣灵降下了。
They waited, and on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended.
好，那这就是那个《使徒行传》二章第一节到第四节是。所记载的啦。
And this is what is recorded in Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4.
哦，啊，这个很重要啊。
And this is very important.
以后的人如果得圣灵，以这个为标准。
All those in the future who receive the Holy Spirit, they must conform to the standard.
哎，那个，我们来看一下哈。
And let us take a look.From Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 13.
哦，这个就是五旬节圣灵降下的情况。
And this is the description of the descent of the Holy Spirit during the Pentecost.
那这个得圣灵这个是历史上第一次得到。
And in history, this is the first time anybody has received the Holy Spirit.
这个就是他们得到了什么？应许的圣灵
which is the promised Holy Spirit.
他们已经得到车子了。
They have already received the car.
这不一样哦。
And this is different.
应许的圣灵跟圣灵的应许是不一样的。
The promised Holy Spirit is different from the promise of the Holy Spirit.
你可以先得到，嘛，洗礼之后是一定得到那个什么，那个。圣灵的应许。
And upon baptism, you will receive the promise of the Holy Spirit.
那你之后你要求啊。
And after that, you must ask for it.
求，他就你这 coupon 就换换的过程，有的人容易，有的人也不是容易，不晓得怎么讲。这得圣灵很难讲啊。
And as you pray, then you can exchange this coupon for the actual.Item, which is the Holy Spirit.
最简单的哈，不是最简单，最轻松的哈。
And the most.
我知道两个例子。
I know two examples.
一个是我直接看到。
Of a person who I witnessed with my own eyes.
在我在讲道的时候。
I was giving a sermon.
那有个慕道者。
And there was a truth seeker.
他坐在那里啊。
He sat there.
得到圣灵了。
And he received the Holy Spirit.
现在住在 Sacramento.
And now he lives in Sacramento.
他是瑞士人啊 ，Rudy 啊，你不知道认识不认识
？He is a Rudy who is Swedish.
他是坐着听到就得圣灵了。
He received the Holy Spirit while he was sitting.
他也没跪下耶。
He did not kneel down to pray.
坐着得圣灵。我们有的祷告了半天啊，又是流眼泪，又是什么？那坐在那听到是得到。
And as he sat there, he received the Holy Spirit. Whereas for some other people, they will cry in tears and pray, and they still haven't received the Holy Spirit yet.
我是没有问他的情况，我是啊得到圣灵，哇，他流汗呐。
And I saw him.
身体震动。
And I asked him what was going on, but I knew that he received the Holy Spirit. His body was shaking and he was sweating in the middle of winter.
后面有一个弟兄啊。还很好心拿那个夹克盖在他后面一个负责人，然后说，因为我们那个会堂一点点而已啊，不像这么大。
Because our chapel was very small.
三四排而已。
One of the council members was very kind-hearted and actually brought a jacket to put on him.
那这边才三个椅子，这边两个椅子啊，所以。
There's only three
即使他是发热、他以为他冷得发抖。
There was three rows on the right and two rows on the left. Actually, this true seeker was sweating from the heat, but the member thought he was cold and shivering.
他还活着，可以问他。
He still lives today, so you can ask him.
他先生是，他太太是这里以前是这里的人啊。
And his wife was someone that used to live here.
他妈妈应该这里的张妈妈。
Her mother is
Sister
Chang, who was from this church.
应该认识嘛。
And you all probably know her.
她的女婿啊。
This is her son-in-law.
坐着就得圣灵嘛。
That he received the Holy Spirit while he was sitting in the sermon.
好。那这是一个样子哈。
This is a likeness.
我们看第十章哈。
Let us look at chapter 10. Acts chapter 10. From verse 44 to 47. Acts chapter 10, verse 44 to 47.
这里有一个，以中文来讲，它有一个字叫一样。
And here we see the word same, or just as we have.
所以外邦人得圣灵是跟彼得他们一样。
So the way the Gentiles received the Holy Spirit was the same as for how Peter received it.
所以领受圣灵只有一个样。
So there is only one likeness for receiving the Holy Spirit.
什么样？
How does it look like?
五旬节那个时候那样。
It is how it was at the time of the Pentecost.
所以彼得不得不为哥尼流一家洗礼。
So Peter had no choice but to baptize Cornelius and his family.
好，那那个彼得讲哈。
And Peter spoke.
四十七节哈。
In verse 47.
他说，于是彼得说，这些人既受了圣灵，与我们一样。
For those who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have.
那我们来想，彼得说我们是谁啊？
Who is the we that Peter is speaking of?
你要看他的上下文哈。
You need to look at the context.
那这里的我们不是你也不是我。
The we is not you and me.
也不是约翰、雅各、马太也都不是。
It is not John or Mark.
是谁？
Who is it?
啊？说彼得讲的啊，他说这些人受那个既受了圣灵与我们一样。
And he said they have received the Holy Spirit just as we have.
这些人就是四十五节的这个那些奉哥尼和彼得同来的信徒。
The we he is referring to is in verse 45, those of the circumcision who believed.
这当时这是很大的事件，非常大的事件。
And this was this was a great event at the time.
彼得去。
When Peter went.
他带了六个人去啊。
He brought six people with him.
这六个人都是受割礼的。
And all of these six people were circumcised.
其实那个时候所有的信徒都是受割礼的。
And all of the members at the time were circumcised.
因为那个时候还没传到外邦。
Because at the time the gospel had not reached the Gentiles.
没有正式了。
And not formally.
那当我们知道那个安提阿波太监那个是偶发事件啊。
And we know the eunuch that was special case.
你看那个腓力传完之后哈。
And after Philip preached to him.
他没有回总部啊。
He did not return to the headquarters.
那个你看第八章的三十九节。
If we look at Acts chapter 8, verse 39.
腓力跟他洗完之后。
After Philip performed baptism for him.
主的灵就把他提去了，他就不见了。
The Spirit of the Lord carried Philip away.
那这个彼得这个事件呢？
And this event that happened with Philip.
不一样啊。
It was different.
他洗完之后。
After he baptized.
你看十一章哈。
If we look at chapter 11.
这个使徒和犹太的众弟兄听见外邦人也领受了神的道。
Verse 1, now the apostles and brethren who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God.
应该大家很高兴嘛，对不对？
Everyone should be very happy.
如果你听说现在阿拉斯加现在有一千个人来信。
If you suddenly heard that there's 1,000 people who believed in Alaska.
你听到怎么样？
How would you feel?
感谢主啊，正常人应该这样子。
A normal person would say, thank God.
圣经没有记载说他们高兴不高兴。
The Bible does not say here whether they were happy or not.
他们做什么？
What did they do?
等着。
They waited.
等到彼得来了
They waited until Peter came.
这些奉割礼人就跟他争辩了
Then those of the circumcision contended with him.
说你为什么进到他们家
And they asked him, why did you go into their house?、
那个彭弟兄去阿拉斯加出差
Brother Peng went to Alaska for a business trip.
一个礼拜他来变成一千个人受洗了
And in one week, 1,000 people were baptized.、
他回来
When he comes back,
我讲陈传道好了
Okay, I'll say Preacher Chen instead.
他怎么洗礼呢
Or how would, Preacher, how would Brother Ping help them be baptized?
没有关系那然后大家说等着
And everybody waits.
他一回来
And once he returns,
我们就说你怎么去那边洗礼啊
We say, why did you go there to baptize people?
他们是印第安人不是
They're Native American.
那是爱斯基摩人你怎么进到他们的衣库里面去呢
Oh, they're Eskimos. Why did you go into their igloo?
对不对
Right.
表示说是大事啊
At this time, this was a very major event.
彼得是这样啊
And this is what happened to Peter.
没有人为说这些人信耶稣那个领受神的道高兴，而是说你怎么去到他家
And the people at the time, they were not happy about the fact that these people had believed, but they instead asked him, why did you go into their house?
在当时是两个世界。
At this time, there were two events.
一个是犹太人。
One is the Jewish.
一种族。犹太人之外的人都是狗。
There were two groups. Outside of the Jewish, the rest, they were considered dogs.
这个知道吗？
You all know this, right?
在耶稣那个，就是彼得那个时代啊。
In the time of Peter.
对。犹太人才是人
Only Jews are people.
是神的选民
And they are the chosen people of God.
他们认为耶稣是来拯救神的子民
And they think that Jesus came to save his chosen people.
那其他人呢
And what about the rest of the people?
狗
They're dogs.
不洁净
They're unclean.
同心莫祷
Let us bow our heads and pray in silence.